On the show today, we have Seed Engage's very own Jen Adabo and James Gill talking about the company celebrating its 7th anniversary. Congrats, guys, at Seed Engage. Well done for 7 years, and look forward to 7 more. And also, James and Jen talk about a company restructuring. Big announcement happening within the company there at Seed Engage. And we talk about a whole other stuff, 2021 plans and beyond. Yeah, just a great, great conversation with Jen and James, so check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page is just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey, everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have some longtime friends on the show today. I mean, gosh, we have Jen Adabo and James Guild from CU Engage. And I was thinking about, gosh, when the last time, the first time we met was, I think it was like at a CSCU conference at the Vinoy in St. Petersburg.
Long time, yeah.
Way back, you know, in the 1800s or whatever, and phones were being
pre-COVID,
invented.
We could say.
So,
yeah, I think 2014, Mike, we spoke to you. Right after we launched, going to GAC, it was just the two of us, and boy, what a change there's been since then. Huh?
What a ride, huh? Because, I mean, we're talking about, because you guys are celebrating, we bring this up because you guys are celebrating your 7th anniversary, so congratulations, well done.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Yeah, you guys have
high five
had,
that.
Yeah.
We made it.
There you go. It deserves a high five for sure. So how does it feel to be, you know, doing what you guys are doing for 7 years, and the growth you guys have experienced is just off the charts. So how does it feel, Jen? I'm going to let you go for ladies first. So Jen, I'm going to let you go first. How does it feel to be doing what you guys have been doing, following this passion, I guess, for 7 years?
I can't believe it's been 7 years. And at the same time, we look back and the impact that the team has had on the industry has been fantastic. So we're doing what we love and kind of living out the dream that we set in a, you know, probably airport bar about 8 years ago. And thankfully it's come to fruition. So yeah, I'm literally loving it and love watching how we've evolved. So kind of more to come on what we're working on, but
yeah, I mean, even prior to 2014, we saw the need for a company like ours, again, to holistically look at the market, the products, the industry, and, you know, we're still learning things every day and, probably the best decision we ever made to start the company. And again, thanks to our team and our clients in helping us achieve, you know, that great growth over 7 years.
Yeah. Now, I'm sure a lot of credit unions are happy that you guys started this thing too. So,
we hope so.
a tremendous growth for sure. Hey, and it's funny because the last time we saw each other in person was the GAC last year, where a lot of us was the last time we saw each other in person. And funny that James said at that time, winter is coming. I'm like, what do you mean by that other than the Game of Thrones series on HBO? But you should do a side gig as a fortune teller, James, because.
Right. What are the lottery? I think the lotto is up to $1 billion collectively. So let's get those numbers.
Yeah, no.
That's the point of this interview, right? Which is for you to divulge the lotto numbers.
No, but I think going back to that, Mike, I mean, I know we use that analogy and, you know, Brian Bodell trademarked that, but I think the concept of it was credit unions were doing unbelievably, right? I mean, the numbers, you know, coming out of 2019, just everything was going great. And then whammo, and we didn't really know it, right, at GAC. Yeah. And then right after that, the whole world shuts down. I think the good news about that is we had actually been preparing for that. We didn't know what winter was, by the way, and yeah. No one could have predicted what happened.
Right, right.
But we kind of started, you know, putting some different strategies in place, anticipating that things were going to change one way or the other. And some of the strategies we kind of adopted have definitely helped us, helped our clients. And, you know, we wish it could go back to normal, but we sure are glad that we kind of anticipated that kind of took action on it.
Yeah, the biggest message to our team, I think, Mike, and that was the critical focus as soon as we realized how kind of life-altering this year was going to be, and we sort of anticipated it not being a short-lived thing, but, you know, preparing for that, was to say, let's make sure that we don't look back on this time that we have and having to change or pivot a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and think, man, we wasted wasted all this time. We just sat on our hands. We didn't do anything. So we really did, you know, we were talking about hunkering down and COVID world, but we really did hunker down and say, what is it that we could do as a company that will help our industry during this difficult time, knowing that they've just come off this really heightened market and just environment. Now, how are they going to have to shift and trying to think ahead so that our credit unions knew that they could come to us and we'd be there, you know, open arms ready to help as best we could.
Yeah. So how did you guys fare last year? Because obviously, you know, pivot was the key word for everybody in 2020. And a lot of people saw it as an opportunity really to kind of hit the reset button. And so what did CU Engage do? And then how did you guys help your credit union, help your clients through the difficult, I mean, we're still kind of in the middle of it, it seems like. So how are you guys helping credit unions out?
Yeah, so to be totally honest, I mean, March hit, right? And I think nobody knew what to do at that point in time. You know, even with our own team, I mean, it's like family first. You know, we had, you know, spouses that were involved in other businesses that were going through tough times. So the number one message from ourselves to our team was like, you've got to take care of your family. You know, beyond that, last year was the first year we launched our board of advisors. Yep. So we actually reached out to them to say, hey, how should we play this? You know, how do we be, as we call it, relevantly respectful in growing a business, in being an extension of our clients, but at the same time, recognizing that they were all going through the same thing with their families that we were. You know that, you know, a lot of credit unions moved their staff out to the houses and we're going through remote, you know, having laptops and desktops and different things like that. So I think we wanted to be respectful. I think some of the strategies that our board advised us to do, as I say, to be that extension, to help. And oh, by the way, I think our board of advisors got a lot of kind of really good stuff out of the fact that they were able to collaborate with each other. There's some just unbelievable members of that team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was, you know, we kind of responded and we went virtual. I think we've grown. I mean, we try to double pretty much every year and, you know, we achieved that and it's just been a great year.
I think a lot of the unsung heroes, so there's a lot of effort that is rightly so placed on frontline healthcare. But the technology impact and the technology leaders at credit unions and anyone in technology, really in any industry, but we obviously live it in our industry, are the unsung heroes of the credit union world, because the stuff they had to deal with and however we could help. I mean, we were well versed in Teams already, pretty much completely virtual already. And so some of our smaller credit union clients called us and said, hey, could I get some help in deploying Teams? And what are some best practices around collaboration tools? And how are you handling these types of situations? And so we, again, just tried to be there. We did some great marketing work, put up some free digital marketing for credit unions to leverage. If there were credit unions, you didn't have those resources around branch hours and the PPP process. And it was just there. And if they needed it, they could have it. And our current clients were very, very supportive. And we have been very, very, I'm very grateful to be on the other side of that difficulty, because now we're kind of leveraging all that technology investment and it's now business as usual for as long as usual is going to be, right?
I know.
The other thing I'd add to that is that over the past, you know, 6-7 years, we've built a lot of trust with our clients and our credit unions. So I think as they went into this challenge, they trusted us in sharing what they were going through. So there's kind of like two main areas. One was, you know, from an income standpoint, I mean, you know, they were taking loan loss reserves, different things like that. So what could we help them do to potentially help their bottom line both in 20 and 21? Mm-hmm. The flip of that is, I think a lot of credit unions recognize that from a self-service and digital channel, that they may not be exactly where they needed to be and maybe didn't realize that.
Right, or maybe thought they were there until they really had to put 100% of their membership through it.
So a lot of our projects came from that. You know, I know, again, it's overused, but digital transformation. But now it was like putting it to kind of real life. What does it mean? Because the branches weren't open. In a lot of cases, I mean, you know, call centers were just overrun with calls, but they were doing it from their homes. So many challenges. But I would say over the 7 years, that trust that our clients have kind of shared with us and us with them has really helped us grow as an organization.
Yeah, indeed. And that's what it's all about. When people trust each other, then they do business with each other. They trust each other's decisions and all that type of stuff. And it sounds like, based on what you guys just said, you guys are kind of ahead of the curve as well with all of this. And so, again, your credit unions are looking to you guys. Hey, you guys are already doing this. Can you help us out in this area? So it's pretty cool that's already happened.
Mike, it's about, James has always said this for the many years that I've known him, even prior to CU Engage, is, you know, do you want to be on the tail end of the past 10 years, or do you want to be on the front end of the next 10 years? Yeah. And so we have always said, I mean, as often as we can, how do we ensure that we're evolving as an organization, staying true to our core competencies as a company and helping with technology and payments, RFP process and contract negotiations and the things that we've built a great organization on. But then how do we look forward into the next 10 years and say, what do we need to be preparing for? And what do our clients need to be preparing for?
Yeah.
So that we're helping guide them when the time is right. It doesn't mean that everybody's ready to be that bleeding edge, but we have to do that. We owe it to the industry to do that. We owe it to our team to do that. Yeah. So that's critical for us, especially as we go into the next phase of the company.
Yeah. The other thing, Mike, that we did was, even from a time that people unfortunately were letting go of employees and teams and different things like that, we actually grew probably just over 25% over the second, third, and fourth quarter of 2020. And part of that was, as we kind of looked at, hey, you know, where's the business going and how are we going to do this? We invested in tools, process, people, and, you know, some of the stuff we're going to talk to you about for 21 really is happening because of the investments we made in 2020 as well. So back to Jen's point of, hey, let's not take a time out. Let's figure out how can we take advantage of that time.
Yeah. Don't rest on your laurels, especially during this time, for sure. Hey, yeah, we're talking about the next phase or a new phase of transformation organizationally at CU Engage. And, you know, there's obviously a significant investment in technology to drive efficiencies for your clients and stuff. So let's talk about that a little bit. And then we'll talk about some big news that you guys want to share as well, what's happening internally at CU Engage. So talk to me about this new phase of transformation organizationally, and then obviously the investment in technology to drive these efficiencies for clients. Jen, you want to go first on that?
Sure. Yeah. So we have some folks on our team that we added from a leadership perspective. Nell DiMattia, who runs operations for us, who is a Six Sigma process improvement, operational efficiency guru, and Dean Swan, her counterpart in technology, who runs technology for us. Bringing the two of them on to round out, our leadership team last year proved really beneficial to us, because what it allowed us to do was focus on scaling our organization with a proven process, no surprises, making sure that you're thinking about all the risks as well as the benefits and returns, and when you're working with credit unions, and then leveraging that kind of proven process to say, okay, now how do we then invest in the technology to automate some of that? Because as we think about 21 specifically, and even 20, but you know, it's all, time has always been such a valuable resource for anybody. Yeah. And it feels like now even more so that everybody's on calls from sunup to sundown, and it's very difficult to actually get work done. It's very, very difficult to have effective collaboration. And so that affects our credit unions, because when they're looking to make critical vendor decisions or technology decisions, how do they do that? How do you set up a meeting when you used to have 25 people in a boardroom listening to a demo, and then you spend an hour talking about the pros and cons and what were the misses and what were the makes there? And so what we're really focused on is condensing that evaluation process, leveraging technology so that the mom who happens to run operations at a credit union and has two kids at home doing school can log in and watch a video demo at 9 o'clock at night when the kids are asleep, hopefully, and then weigh in on that with notes, right?
Yeah.
So the whole collaboration aspect and even the evaluation, typical legacy evaluation process has completely changed, has to change based on how people are working these days. And so for us, it was a critical investment in technology for some internal kind of proprietary tools, but then also client-facing collaboration tools that we'll be rolling out in 21 and balancing that process improvement with the efficiency of technology was a major focus for us finishing out last year and then going into next year to really streamline leveraging data to help credit unions make data-driven decisions as quickly as possible.
Yeah, indeed. James, do you have anything else to add?
Yeah, no, I think Jen said it really well. I think, you know, when we started the organization, we used the term 2020 in a lot of different ways, not knowing what 2020 meant. But, you know, we had this whole plan and you know, I think, you know, we hit the plan we wanted to achieve by 2020. Some of the things we're going to talk to you about now are only happening because of what the investments and the people and the process and all of that that came into play. So, no, I think it was definitely a transformation or transitional year for us. And, you know, anytime you go through that, you know, you're putting your team through a lot of change.
Oh, yeah.
But the change was so necessary, as Jen said, for us to scale and to garner efficiencies and different things like that so that, you know, we can do things in a different way to our clients and again, help them manage all of the different things that they have on their, you know, on their plate today. So, yeah, that kind of tees us up for 21.